ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ವಾಂಗ್ ಮೇ ಮನಸಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಾ ಮನೋ ಮೇ ವಾಚಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಂ ಆವಿರಾವಿರ್ಮಯೇಧಿ ವೇದಸ್ಯ ಮ ಆಣಿ ಈಸ್ತಃ ಶ್ರುತಂ ಮೇ ಮಾ ಪ್ರಹಾಸೀಹಿ ಅನೇನಾಧೀತೇನ ಹೋರಾತ್ರಾನ್ ಸಂದಧಾಮಿ ಋತಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತನ್ಮಾಮವತು ತದ್ವಕ್ತಾರಮವತು ಅವತು ಮಾಂ ಅವತು ವಕ್ತಾರಂ ಅವತು ವಕ್ತಾರಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಹಿ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1 ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 3 ಮಂತ್ರ 11. ಸ ಈಕ್ಷತ ಕಥಂ ವಿಧಂ ಮಧೃತೇ ಸ್ಯಾದಿತಿ ಸ ಈಕ್ಷತ ಕತರೇಣ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯಾಯಿತಿ ಸ ಈಕ್ಷತ ಯದಿ ವಾಚಾಭಿವ್ಯಾಹೃತಂ ಯದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣೇನ ಅಭಿಪ್ರಾಣಿತಂ ಯದಿ ಚಕ್ಷುಷಾ ದೃಷ್ಟಂ ಯದಿ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರೇಣ ಶ್ರುತಂ ಯದಿ ತ್ವಚಾ ಸ್ಪೃಷ್ಟಂ ಯದಿ ಮನಸಾಧ್ಯಾತಂ ಯದ್ಯಪಾನೇನಾಭ್ಯಪಾನಿನಂ ಯದಿ ಶಿಷ್ಣೇನ ವಿಸೃಷ್ಟಂ ಅಥ ಕೋಹಮಿತಿ. ವಿ ಸಾ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ದ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಥಿಂಕ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ವಿಲ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಹೂ ಆಮ್ ಐ ಕೋಹಂ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ನೆಗೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಕೋಹಂ ಇತಿ ಚಿಂತಯೇತ್ ಇತಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಈಕ್ಷತ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಥಾಟ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಮೇ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೊ ಕೋಹಂ ಇತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಫಾರ್ ಟೂ ಪರ್ಪಸಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೀಸಾ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೋಕ ವ್ಯವಹಾರಾರ್ಥಂ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ರೀಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಾರ್ಥಂ ದನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೈನ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಸೊ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವಿಶುವಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಈಕ್ಷತ ಐಕ್ಷತ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ವಿಶುವಲೈಸೇಷನ್ ದಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ವಿಶುವಲೈಸ್ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿಶುವಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈನ್ ಸ ಈಕ್ಷತ ಕಥರೇಣ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯ ಇತಿ ನೌ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ವಿಚ್ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಥ್ರೂ ವಿಚ್ ಪ್ಯಾತ್ ಶ್ಯಾಲ್ ಐ ಎಂಟರ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಸೊ ಕಥರೇಣ ಮಾರ್ಗೇಣ ಆರ್ ದ್ವಾರೇಣ ಮಾರ್ಗೇಣ ಆರ್ ದ್ವಾರೇಣ ವಿಚ್ ಎವರ್ ಗೇಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ವಿಚ್ ಗೇಟ್ ಶ್ಯಾಲ್ ಐ ಎಂಟರ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಐ ಮೇಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ನಾವ್ ದ ಜೀವ ಶರೀರ ಆಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮನ ಸೊ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ರೂಪೇಣ ಅಹಂ ಕಥಂ ಪ್ರವಿಶೇಯಂ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಎಂಟರ್ ಇತಿ ಈಕ್ಷತ ಇಟ್ ವಿಶುವಲೈಸ್ ದಿ ಥಾಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಡಿಸೈಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ನೌ ದಟ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ಸ ಏತಮೇವ ಸೀಮಾನಂ ವಿದಾರ್ಯ ಏತಯಾ ದ್ವಾರ ಪ್ರಾಪದ್ಯತ ಸೈಷಾ ವಿದೃತಿರ್ನಾಮ ದ್ವಾಸ್ತದೇತನ್ನಾಂದನಂ ತಸ್ಯ ತ್ರಯ ಆವಸತಾಸ್ತ್ರಯಃ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಅಯಮಾವಸತ ಇತಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ನಂಬರ್ 12 ಸೊ ದಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಇಟ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ವಾಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಏತಮೇವ ಸೀಮಾನಂ ವಿದಾರ್ಯ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಬ್ರೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಓಪನ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಕಲ್ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಸೀಮಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಜಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸೀಮಂತಂ ಈಸ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದ ಬೌಂಡ್ರಿ ಯು ನೋ ದಿ ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಯು ನೋ ಡೂ ದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಲೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ದಟ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಬೌಂಡ್ರಿ ದೋ ಸೀಮಾ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ವೇರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಕಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ 3 ಡಿವಿಷನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ 3 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಕಲ್ ಆರ್ ಜಾಯಿಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಟ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನಫ್ that we understand that the Paramatma, Brahman, entered through the top of the skull. Simanam vidarya. So, breaking open the top of the skull, yetaya dvara, breaking open and all, as it were. You know, it's not that the Paramatma took a big hammer and broke open the skull. So, yetaya dvara, through that gate, which is known as Brahmarandram, there is a name for it, is called Brahmarandram. So, if you take the Sikshavalli, this mantra and all, if you had listened to those lectures, you would be familiar. Antare nataluke ya yeshastana iva valambate se endra yonihi yatrasauke shanto avivartate vyapohya shirishakapale. Shirishakapale, in Taittiriya Upanishad, the first valli, Sikshavalli, it is said, Vyapohya Shirsha Kapale, Kapalam means the skull, breaking open, Vyapohya. And there it was called by another name, Indra Yonihi. Say Indra Yonihi. It is called Indra Yonihi in Taittiriya Upanishad. It is popularly known as Brahmarandram. And in this Aitareya Upanishad, it is called by another name, Vidrutihi. All are same. Literally, it's a hole or an opening. So, yetaya dvara prapadyata, it entered through this particular dvaram, this gate, sa yesha vidrutihi. This opening is vidruti nama dvaraha, the gate or opening by the name vidruti. That's what yetat nandhanam, ananda hetuhu. Nandhanam means ananda hetuhu, a means to happiness, a doorway to ananda, ananda hetuhu. Nandayati iti nandanam. Why? These are all based on the Upasana Kanda of the Shastras. Because there in the Upasana Kandas, it is said that the Upasaka, the meditator, will go through the Brahmarandaram to Brahma Loka. Actually, I have discussed this in detail in some other context. And there we said, you know, he is supposed to get Krama Mukti. You know, Jivan Mukti is when you get Mukti in this Janma itself. But for some people, they have done a lot of Punyas. But because of the Prarabdha ended. Before they got Jnanam, the Prarabdha ended, the physical body perished. So, the Jiva, it is supposed to go through the Sushumna Nadi and all that, the Upasaka. And then through the Brahmarandra, that is the opening in the skull, it is supposed to directly go to the Brahma Loka. That is called Krama Mukti because in Brahma Loka, he will get Atma Jnanam and then get liberated. So instead of getting liberated in this Janma, he will go to Brahma Loka and there he will gain Jnanam and then he will go to Moksha. This is called Krama Mukti. Since Brahmarandra is the gate for Krama Mukti, which is Ananda, because Mukti is Ananda anyway, and therefore Brahmarandra is called the gate to Ananda. Therefore, Krama Mukti Dvara, Ananda Hetutvate, because it gives Ananda, Nandanam Ityuchyate, that is why it is called Nandanam, Tadeva Nandanam. So, this gate is Vidrutihi. This dwaram or this gate, this opening is called Vidrutihi, which is Nandanam, gate of Ananda for the meditator. Incidentally, we should remember one point also. When we say Paramatma entered the body as Jivatma, we should not take it literally. This we have to keep reminding ourselves all the time. In another context, Shankaracharya says, it is like the Surya, the sun god, sun, entering the mirror as reflection. Yada Suryaha Pratibimba Rupena Adarsham Pravishati. Pratibimbam, reflection. Adarsham means the mirror. As it enters, it means what? Pratibimba Rupena Tatra Upalabhyate. It is available in the mirror as the reflection. It is not that the Surya walks into the mirror. Pravesha is only a figurative expression. Entry, Pravesha is only a figurative expression. There is no question of Paramatma entering physically and all that. Paramatmanaha Sarvagatatvad. Because Paramatma is all pervading, there is no question of entry and all. Then why do we use the word entry? People might ask that question because this Anupravesha Shruti, which I mentioned earlier, when we in the Brahmanandavalli portion of Taittiriya Upanishad, that's a very important section. Because Paramatma gets manifest in the Antakaranam. Antakaranam means in the mind as Chidabhasa. So, Chidabhasa Rupena Tatra Upalabdihi Eva Pravesha Ityuchyate. So, that itself is called entry. Remember this, we have to remember this, because Paramatma's availability in the mind as reflected consciousness or manifest consciousness is called entry. All this original consciousness, reflected consciousness and all, we have dealt with in great detail, so I am not going to explain all of them now. There is a special Brahma Sutra actually to convey this idea. In Brahma Sutra, Veda Vyasa, he writes a separate sutra for this. Jalam Surya Kadivat. So, Yada Jale Suryaha Pravishati, like water, how sun enters into the water. Pratibimba Rupena, as the reflection. Evam Jivatma Pratibimba Rupena Paramatma Pravishati Iti Pravishati. That alone is called entry, as the reflection. Okay. So, Jivatma also has come now. So, body has come, Indriyas have come, mind has come, everything has come now. We are now talking about the Srishti, right? So, Jivatma also has come now. Now, what is the condition of that Jivatma? And that is said here in the next half of this mantra. Let us read that. Tasya traya avasataha, traya swapnaha, ayamavasataha, ayamavasataha, ayamavasata iti. So that is the 12th mantra, second part of the portion. Now that the Jivatma has come, that is Paramatma has entered into the body, it has become Jivatma now. We have temporarily forgotten now Paramatma. Let us keep aside Paramatma now. So Jivatma, let us talk about. Tasya Jivatmanaha, for that individual self, Traya Avasataha. There are three locations. Traya means three Avasataha locations. And not only that, Traya Swapnaha, there are three dreams also, indicating the three avasthas. Now, you know, look at the beauty here. All the three avasthas, avasthas means the conditions of various consciousness. So, all the three avasthas, Jagradavastha, waking state, the sleep state, dream state, all of them. All the three avasthas are just named dream here. So, Jagradavastha, waking state also is dream. Swapnavastha is also a dream, and Sushupti, deep sleep, also is considered dream only. Remember, this Upanishad is great because of such statements. These paragraphs alone are very important. All that other thing, you know, whatever we saw, trying to eat through the nose and ear and all that thing, they are all maybe like, as Swamiji says, like a cock and bull story only. So the important teaching is what? All the three avasthas, they are all swapnamaya only. They are like dream only. Even waking state is like dreaming only. They are all, why we call it dream? Because they are all unreal. And what are the three locations, avasatas? The Upanishad says, I am avasata, this is one location. I am avasata, this is another location. I am avasata, this is yet another location. With this, we cannot make out anything. So, that is why we have got, you know, Shankaracharya and all those great scholars wrote commentaries on them. And he gives two meanings. One is the three sthanams, the three abodes or the locations, they are attributed to in the three avasthas. During Jagrat avastha, Vishwa is given a location. Actually, this also in our Tattvabodha lectures, we have dealt with this in great detail. This Jivatma in the waker state is given a special name called Vishwa. And in the dream state, the same Jivatma is given a name Taijasa. And in the sleep state, the Jivatma is given a name Pragya. So, Vishwa in the Jagradavastha, in the waking state, is given one location. And during dreams, that is Swapnavastha, Taijasa is given one location. And during Sushupti Avastha and deep sleep, Pragya is given one location. And these three locations are mentioned in the Mandukya Karika. Namely, you know, we have to take all this from so many people, so many places. Namely, Dakshinakshi Mukho Vishwaha, Manasyantastu Taijasaha, Akashecha Kridi Pragnyaha. Dakshinakshi means the right eye. That is supposed to be the position of the waking state or waker, Vishwa. The inner mind of the dreamer. And the deep heart is supposed to be the position of the sleeper. So that is how the three locations are given. So Vishwa, Taijasa, Pragnyas or Jivatma only, as I said, and these are the three sthanams or locations where they are located. And the second meaning is also given. The three avasatas or locations are supposed to be Pitri Shariram, the body of the father, Matri Shariram, the body of the mother, and Swashariram, the body of one's own self. So, first it is in the father, then it gets transferred, this jiva, this gets transferred to the mother's body and then to one's own body. Therefore, these three are supposed to be the locations of jivatma. Therefore, Pitri Shariram, Matri Shariram, and Swashariram. Swashariram and so on. But we should remember, the Swashariram is not the last, because it is a cycle. Punaha, again Pitri Shariram, again after death, again another Pitri Shariram, Matri Shariram, and Swashariram. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. So, this Traya of Avasataha, it is mentioned here to hint the samsara. And we also saw, what do we mean by samsara? Samyak sarati iti samsaraha. Transmigration, constantly migrating from one avasata, avasata means location or abode, to another avasata. So, dakshinakshi mukham, manas and hridayaha, these are the three. So, these are the three avasatas, locations. Iti. And the details of the three avasatas are discussed in the next section, not here. We are going to see that in detail. Therefore, we may say that the next chapter, the second chapter, is only a commentary or a vyakhyanam of this particular line. Traya avasataha. The explanation for that is given there. We are going to see. There, what is Pitri Shariram? How transmigration takes place? They are all explained there. Then, Traya Swapnaha. Not only the Jivatma travels from one body to another, as even remaining in one body, he travels from one state of consciousness or experience to another state also. So, Jagradavastha to Swapnavastha, Swapnavastha to Sushuptiavastha, again punarapi, it is all going in. So, Punascha Janmantara Karma Yogat Sayeva Jivaha Swapitihi Prabuddhaha Puratraye Kridati Yasya Jivaha. So, Jivaha Puratraye Kridati. It just goes on changing and playing. And here the beauty is what? Instead of saying Tisraha Avasataha, the Upanishad says Traya Swapnaha, indicating that all the three states are unreal. They are like dream only. Waking state also is unreal. Dream state also is unreal, and sleep state also is unreal. So, dream state is unreal, we know, and because that it is not there in the sleep state, the waking state is not there in the dream state, so that is unreal. And sleep state is unreal also, because the sleep state is supposed to be the seed of unreal waking and unreal dream. If you remember the definition of Karana Shariram, Karana Shariram is what? Sharira Dvayasya Karana Matram. It is supposed to be the cause for the other two Shariras, namely the Sthula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram. Similarly, the deep sleep state is supposed to be the dormant state of both the waker state and also the dream state. So, seed also has to be unreal. So, what are the three avastas now? I am avasata, and I am avasata iti. These are the three abodes. So, the word iti indicates the end of the adhyaropa prakaranam. I don't know whether you remember all that. With this, the adhyaropa prakaranam or srishti prakaranam, the creation that is concluded. Where it started? It started in the first chapter in section 3. That is, there is a line, the third line, in the third line, where it says, Sa ikshatam lokanu srija iti. In that line it started. Now, in the rest of the four lines of this particular chapter, now adhyaropa is over, now apavada is done. Apavada is negation. That will be done. So, three sections of Adhyaropa. In the first chapter, there are three sections of Adhyaropa and just only four lines of Apavada negation. It's all in one dose. The entire thing is wiped out. The whole thing. from there. You know, actually, in Milton's Paradise Lost, he says, you know, what God took so many years to create, the Saturn take just, you know, 7 days to just only, what God took 7 days to create, he just only took just a small time to just get rid of it. So from Karanam, we have come to Karyam. Now go back to Karyam, from Karyam to Karanam, so the Apavada has to come. Just in four lines, the negation. Because creation is always difficult, whereas knocking off is a minute's job. Now mantra 13 we will read. Sajataha bhutani abhivyaikyate kimihanyam vavadishate iti sayetameva purusham brahmatatamam apashyate idam adarshamiti. Now this jivatma was constantly traveling from one abode to another and went through the samsara for many number of lives. We have to supply all that. Having suffered samsara for many lives, aneka janma samsiddha, because of the purity gained in main janmas, because he was a karma yogi, blah blah, all that thing, and he gained internal purity, all that thing, he got interested in the reality behind the creation. Who am I? Because if you ask koham, so he asked that question. So pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedamaya. So we also saw those things earlier in previous context. So how long? Initially, it was a merry-go-round, so nice, everything, oh, Janma is so nice, the world is so nice, I can enjoy so many things, I have got so many this and that, all those benefits. Because now, for example, if you go to a merry-go-round in a circus or in some, any one of this great adventure, you go through a merry-go-round, there's a merry-go-round. So after sitting for some time, one can enjoy it, and you are aware that you can get down whenever you want. But if you enter a merry-go-round, think of a situation where you enter into a merry-go-round and you have no opportunity to get down at all. It keeps on moving, moving, moving. You cannot get down. After some time, it will no longer be a merry-go-round. It will be only a sorrow-go-round. Similarly, here also, after some time, one does not know how to stop the transmigration from one birth to another birth to another birth to another birth. How to stop? And then he got Antakarana Shuddhi because of Viveka. And then what he did? He went after a guru. We have to add all these things. It's not said explicitly in the Upanishad. Shankaracharya's commentary, he puts all that. So what he said? So Shankaracharya's commentary says, actually, Parama Karunikena Guruna. So actually, I brought the commentary of Shankaracharya with me because it's very explicitly written here. Parama Karunikena Guruna, he went to Guru who is Parama Karunikaha, a person who is of great compassion. Saha, that's why in Viveka Chudamani, Acharya himself described the Guru as Karunya Sindhu, supposed to be the ocean of compassion. Saha Kadachit Parama Karunikena Acharyena Atmajnana Prabodhakrit Shabdikayam Vedanta Mahabherya Tat Karnamule Thadyamanayam. That's how Acharya writes. Very nice. He went to a teacher. This Jivatma goes to a teacher who was having a beri. Beri means a drum in his hand. What is the drum? The Vedanta beri. And this Shishya was a sleepwalker. He was a somnambulist. Many of us are. Because we are all supposed to be sleepwalkers only, according to Shastra. Not that we are really walking and sleeping. We in reality, we don't understand what is real. Because anadi mayaya suptaha. The Maya has overtaken us and we are all sleeping only. That is why in Kathopanishad, Uttishtata, Jagrata, so it says, get up. So wake up. How long you will walk in sleep? And what does the Guru do? Prabodhakrit Shabdikayam, with the Mahavakya Shabda, Tattvamasi, Ayamatma Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, with all that Mahavakyas, the Vedanta Mahabheri, it is called the great drum. He tries to wake him up and he still does not wake up. So like Kumbhakarna, he is sleeping. So what he does? He takes the bheri, the drum, to Karnamule, Thadyamanayam. He takes it like right up to his ears and then he beats it hard on his ears, like Kumbhakarna. He takes it to the Karnamulam and asks him to wake up. And when he repeatedly drummed, thereafter, Atmajnana Prabodhakrita, He is the one. Atmajnana Prabodham he does. This Mahavakya Shabda woke this person. Which waking is called Atmajnanam. That waking is called Atmajnanam. So it woke up, this Jivatma. In Vedanta, actually waking up is called Atmajnana Praptihi Eva Prabodha. Waking up is called Atmajnana Prapti, gaining Atmajnanam. Okay. And what did the Sishya do in front of the teacher? And that is what is said here. Saha Jataha. Saha Paramatma Jataha. Idanim Jivatma Rupena Jataha. That Paramatma entered into the body and then became this Jivatma. In this way he was born as Jivatma. That Paramatma who is now obtaining at the in the miserable body of the Jivatma, the Samsari, what did he do? Bhutani Abhivyakyate Sarvataha Vicharitavan. They analyzed the entire thing, entire Srishti, the whole being. He made an inquiry by analysis of entire creation, this Jivatma. This Paramatma entering into the body as Jivatma, what he did? He went on analyzing. And Vaikhyata means Vicharam Kritavan. Vicharam means inquiry. Vivekena Vicharam Kritavan with Viveka. Abhi means Abhitaha intensely, very closely he did. And what is the inquiry he did? It was, does any object in creation has existence of its own? This Jivatma started to inquire now. For example, when I say this building is, I attribute existence to the building. When I say the building is, the isness is attributed to the building. But does this building possess the existence of its own? Swatantra satta astiva bhutanam iti vicharam kritavan. Swatantra satta, independent existence, asti, is it there at all for the all the beings? That is the inquiry he did. And what did he find? He found that building is only a name and a form. There is no substance called building. Substance is something else, which are maybe bricks, mortar, cement, steel and all that. So, satta, existence, was taken away from the building and it was attributed to the raw material through which the building is made. And that he understood. That karyam does not have satta. Karyam, the effect, the building, is the effect. It doesn't have independent existence of its own, and that belongs to the karanam, the cause. And every product is unreal because the reality belongs to the karanam, the raw material. Then he further inquired, and he found bricks are only again karyam, effects, with its own cause. You make bricks out of clay, fire it, then bricks come. Thus he went through the karya karana parampara, went on again and again analyzing. That's why in Taittiriya Upanishad says satapo tapyatam satapas taptva. Each time he goes on doing this. Thus inquiring, he reached what he ultimately reached, all the 100-odd elements, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, iron, everything. And then to atoms, and then to subatomic particles. Then he says, energy alone is. This is a scientific way. Energy alone is. So if a person instead goes by the Shastra method, by scientific method, that's what one goes through. But if one goes through the Shastra method, what he will find out? All the beings dissolve into Prithvi, to Jalam, to Agni, to Vayu, to Akasha. So all the Pancha Bhutas, they are only mithya, they are unreal. They have no existence of their own. And finally, this person arrived at the Moola Karanam, the fundamental cause of creation, which is Atma or Brahman. Idam eka eva agre asit iti yaha Atma uktaha tam Atmanam drishtavan. So he went to the Moola Karanam, the root cause of everything, of entire creation, and then he asked a question to himself. Can I say anything is existent independent of that Brahman or Atman, which is the root cause? Then he himself got the answer that nothing can exist separate from the primary cause, because no effect can exist independent of its cause. All these things are all very familiar to us. Therefore, the Upanishad says, kim iha anyam vavadishate. Which thing can I refer to? Kim vavadishate means which thing I can refer to as anyam. Anyam means as different from Brahman. That we have to supply Paramatma from Paramatma, which else is different? Which is the Moola Karanam? Remember, this is not a question. This is only an emphatic statement. That means what? There is nothing else. Which else can be different from that? Means there is nothing else. Nothing can I refer as different from Atma or Brahman. So the idea is what? Atma vetiriktam kinchit nasti. There is nothing else is available different from Atma, which has reality, independent existence. And what is the reason? Sarvesham anyesham karyatvat atmanaha moolakaranatvat. All other things are only karyam, effect. And Atma alone is the karana, fundamental cause. Everything else is in creation is only a product. Atma alone is the only fundamental cause. And no effect can exist separate from the cause. And therefore, anatma bhutam sarvam api atma vetirikenam naiva asti. That means what? The entire world does not possess existence of its own. The existence in everything is only borrowed. From what? From Atma. So, Atma sattaya sarvam anyat sattakam bhavati. From borrowing from the true existence of Atma, all other things, they get borrowed existence. Because of Atma's existence alone, everything seems to have existence. So, it is called vacharambanam vicharom namadeyam. We already saw that earlier. Mrittika eva satyam. Only clay alone is the truth. All the parts are untrue. They are unreal. Therefore, kim iha anyam vavadishate. What can I refer to as different from Atma? That means nothing else. Later, how did he recognize that Atma or Brahman? Because that is another question we need to ask. Because he already said, okay, nothing is different from Atman. How did he recognize Atman? He says, Saha. Saha means Jivatma. Brahma Tata Tamam Apashyate. These are all very important statements of the Upanishads. That Jivatma recognized Brahman, Atma, as what? Tatamam. Tatamam, this is a very peculiar usage in the Vedic usage. Tata Tamam. It should be Tatamam means Tata Tamam. Tatam means Vyaptam. Vyaptam and the pervading, and tama is superlative degree. Tara, tama. Tara is comparative, tama is superlative. So, tata tama means adishayena vyaptam. That is so, it is so wonderfully, it is all, it's a great wonder. It's all pervading. It is all pervasive. Tatam. Tatam means pervasive, and tata tamam means all pervading it is. And he recognized the Atman, the Moola Karanam, as all pervasive. Why? Because behind every karyam, every effect, the adhishtanam is the karanam alone, the cause alone is the basis. Therefore, behind all parts, if you take, clay alone pervades. Behind all ornaments, gold alone pervades. Similarly, behind all namarupas, that Atma or Brahman alone pervades. And therefore he saw Sarva Bhutastam Atmanam Sarva Bhutanicham Atmani Apashyate. That's what he saw. That means what? He recognized Advitiyam Brahma. The non-dual Brahman is what he recognized. There is nothing else. All others are only effects. They are mithya. Only one cause. That alone is a satya vastu, that is Atman. So, advitiyam Brahma he recognized. There is nothing other than karana. That means what? He negated all karyams, all effects, which is called apavada. So, adhyaropa and apavada. And we have to connect. So, what is the difference between adhyaropa and apavada? I will just refresh. In adhyaropa, we talk about how the effects come about from the cause. In apavada, we understand that how the effects are nothing but name and form alone. There is no such thing called effect other than the cause. That is apavada. So, the entire world becomes a mere word. World, remove the letter L, it becomes only a mere word. It is only a padam, a word without a padartha, without any substantial meaning to that. This is the beauty of maya. Just as pot is a word for which there is no substance, because the substance is clay only. Recognition of the world as a substanceless world is called apavada, that is negation. So the substance is only one, which is atma. That is called, in Vedanta, it is called technically as vastu. Anatma is avastu. Atma is vastu, anatma is avastu. So, Brahma tata tamam apashyate. Okay. Where did he see the Brahman? There alone the crucial Mahavakya comes. Yetam purusham tata tamam Brahma apashyate. You know, we have to rearrange the sentences and all for the sake of our explanation. He recognized the all-pervading Brahman as Yetam purusham. Yetam purusham, this Jivatma. I. So he recognized the all-pervading Paramatma as none other than Yetam Purusham. Yetam. Yetam is aparokshataya Purusham. Purusham means Jivatma Rupena Vartamanam. The Purusham, the one who is now existing as the Jivatma. Jivatma Rupena Vartamanam Yetam Purusham. So aparokshataya, aparokshataya Basamanam Yetam Chaitanyam Pratyagatma Bhutam Aham Shabda Lakshyam Eva Tata Tamam Brahma Apashyate. That means what? When we say Brahma as Tata Tamam, then we have negated the second vastu. There is no second vastu at all. Brahman alone is. We have made Brahman as non-dual. So non-dual means what? Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Beda Rahitam. All these things all, we have already seen all that thing. Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Bedam. All that thing we have seen earlier. But that knowledge is incomplete after resolving the world into Brahman. And what is our next job then? It should be, we resolved everything into Brahman. But the next job is Brahman into which the whole world is resolved, right? That Advitiyam Brahma is what? Is myself. That alone will complete the knowledge. As we saw in Viveka Chudamani, Brahma Satyam Jaganmitya Jivo Brahmaivana Paraha. So what happened now? The world is resolved into Brahman, and Brahman does not stand separate outside, and that Brahman is resolved. Means what? It is identified with myself. Therefore, there is nothing other than me. In the very nice Dakshinamurti Stotram we saw earlier, Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmaname vadvayam tasmai shri guru murtaye namayidam shri dakshinamurtaye. When the jivatma is recognized, Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye, at the time of waking up, when the knowledge dawns, swatmaname vadvayam, it is advayam Brahma it is. So saha etameva purusham jivatmanam tata tamam Brahma iti. I am Atma Brahma. That is the Mahavakya we are going to say in the third section, third chapter. So Jivatma Eva Paramatma Iti Apashyate. The Jivatma alone is the Paramatma. That is how we recognized. And we recognized the Brahman. He was so happy because all problems are over. All journey, limitations, tension, worry, everything is gone because I am Brahman now. All are gone. So what he did? He jumped with joy. Idam Adarsham Iti. And all those who have a text, the text with you, you might perhaps see, after the word iti, there is a number 3 written. The number 3 indicates that iti should be elongated for a duration of 3 matras. One matra duration is the time taken to pronounce a vowel, let us say. So now 3 matras is, it is elongated for iti, like that it should be extended. So it should be lengthened to 3 matra duration. And what does it indicate? Aho ascharyam. Ascharyate plutihi. Plutihi, that elongation in Sanskrit is technically called plutihi. That is hraswa, dirgha and plutam. So all those things are there. These are the how many matra duration a vowel is elongated. So at last I did recognize the truth of the universe. Idam Brahma, Idam Adarsham. And when we say we have recognized the Brahman, we may think Brahman is an object. Again, we have to be careful. Therefore, the student is very careful. He says, Idam Brahma, not that Brahman. It is this Brahman, this Brahma pointing at himself. It can be taken as an adverb also. So, he recognized Brahman as himself and declared, Idam Brahma Adarsham Iti. So, this wonder alone, we get in all the other Upanishads also. In Taittiriya Upanishad, in Bhrigavalli, we saw, Ha, Uha, Uha, Ahamannam, 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 Ahamannado, Ahamannado, Ohamannadaha. I am the eater, I am the eating instrument, Karta, Karma, Karanam, Bhokta, Bhogaha, Bhogyam, everything I alone am. This is the greatest wonder, Ashcharyam. Ha, U, actually in Samaveda, Aho, that Shabda, Aho of Samaveda becomes Ha, U, when we recite in Taittiriya Upanishad. So, Aham Vrikshasya Reriva, Kirti Prishtam Gireriva, Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamrtamasmi, all of them. So, in Taittiriya Upanishad, also in Sikshavalli, and also in the Panchadashi of Vidyaranya, it's a beautiful concluding shloka. Aho Shastram, Aho Shastram, Aho Guruhu, Aho Guruhu, Aho Jnanam, Aho Jnanam, Aho Sukham, Aho Sukham. I don't know whether to glorify, the glory goes to Shastram, or it goes to the Guru, or to Jnanam, or to Sukham. Everything is wonderful. Sampurnam Jagadeva Nandanavanam Sarvepi Kalpadruma Gangam Vari Samasta Vari Nivaha Punya Samastayime. Punya Samastayime. Everything is wonderful. Previously, what did he say in Bhajagovindam? Lokam Shokahatam Cha Samastam. The entire world is Shokahatam. Now he says Sampurnam Jagadevam Nandanavanam. That is Iti Ascharyarthe. That is the Ascharyam. Okay. Now, the Paramatma is going to be given a new title that we will see in the next shloka. 14th mantra of the third section of the first chapter. This is the last mantra. Tasmadidandro nama idandrohavai nama tamidandran santam indra itya chakshate parokshena paroksha priya ivahi devaha paroksha priya ivahi devaha. So, Paramatma or Brahman was recognized. How did he recognize? Idam iti. Not far away, but as this Jivatma. And therefore, Idam iti drishtatvat idandraha. That's the reference. Idandraha. If you see the words idandraha, Idam iti drishtatvat. By recognizing that it is this, it is called idandraha. Since Paramatma is seen as idam, draha means seen. Idam, drasin, so idam as intimately, closely. So, idam iti aparokshataya drishtatvate idam draha. This is the name of Paramatma. Tasmate idandro nama. So, Paramatma is idandraha, is the name. Not only that, he is well known also as idandraha. Idandro havai nama. It is repeated with havai. Havai means to indicate what? Prasiddhyarthe, prasiddhihi, emphasis on prasiddhi. So, it is not a name in Aitriya Upanishad alone, but is well known all over the scriptures, idandraha. How? We have never heard that actually. So far, we have never heard that name so far. But the scriptures say, idandra alone, after long changes of pronunciation, you know, words change, mutations, all happens for words over a period of time. And idandra, that word alone, got changed and became Indraha. Like for example, if you take a word name Narayana, after a period of time we call Narayana, Narayana becomes Nana, Nana, right? The Naraya and all gone. Similarly, here also. That, and another thing also, the Devas, they do not like them to be referred directly. Devaha Paroksha Priyaha. Paroksha Priya Ivahi Devaha Atmanat Manitra Mantra Tayata. So, this Devas are supposed to be paroksha. They want to be addressed only indirectly. Paroksha Priya is indirectly, Aparoksha Priya means directly. Therefore, instead of directly calling him as Idandraha, he likes to be indirectly called as Indraha. That is said here, Tham Idandram, that Paramatma, even though he is Idandraha, Indraha Itya Chakshate Parokshena. He Parokshena is indirectly referred as Indraha Itya Chakshate. And from this it is very clear that originally the word Indra referred to Paramatma only, not to Devendra. Only later in the Puranas, when various Puranas came into vogue, gradually the meaning came down to Indra. And Indra became Devanam Raja, the king of all the Devas. But in the Vedas, often the word Indra is used to signify Paramatma only. And we have got example, we have seen also in Taittiriya Upanishad, in the Sikshavalli portion, the Avaganti Homa section, Yas Chanda Samrishabho Vishwarupaha Chandobhyo Dhyamrita Atsambabhuva Samendro Medhaya Asprunotu Samendro. That Indra, when we discussed the meaning of that long ago, is Ishwaraha or Paramatma. That is the meaning that was given. So it is not Devendra. And in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, there is a mantra which says, Indraha maya bihi pururupaha iyate. Indra the Paramatma, with the help of maya, manifests as many. So this is given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. Therefore, in scriptures, the Idandra Paramatma is popularly known as Indraha, not Devendra. And not only that, there is another definition also in our tradition. Any superior person, we don't address that person directly by the name. So we only address them indirectly. So Paroksha Priya Ivahi Devaha. Indeed, the Devas like to be called indirectly, addressed indirectly. Paroksha Priya Ivahi Devaha. It is repeated to indicate the emphasis and to indicate also the conclusion of the first chapter. We saw this earlier also. When it is repeated, it indicates the conclusion. Actually, you know, those days in the Shakespearean dramas, you know, these days we all have all automation, this, that and all. Those days, you know, there used to be a guy standing at the corner of the stage by the curtain. And when there is an iambic couplet occurring in any scene, he knows that is the time where he has to pull the screen to close it. So the screen will change. Now the scene is going to change and he has to do so. The iambic couplet indicates the closing of a scene. So here also repetition indicates the closing of that chapter. This is just only aside. Because there was a parallel, I just want to say. So the student now has negated the world. Apavada was done, negation. And he recognized Brahman also. And he also identified Brahman as himself. So that means he has got jnana. And with this, the apavada prakaranam api samaptam. So adhyaropa prakaranam and apavada prakaranam. Okay. But in the Apavada Prakaranam, the Upanishad only said that the student made an enquiry and recognized Brahman. That's what it said in the Adhyaropa Prakaranam. But the Upanishad did not talk about the method of enquiry. Only we said Karyam is resolved into Karanam, but the Upanishad has not mentioned it yet, how that was done, what is the method. He got the knowledge. In what form he got the knowledge? That is not told. So, Saha Yetam Purusham Brahma Tatatamam Apashyat. We saw that. That is the Mahavakya of Aitreya Upanishad. Therefore, there is a actual Mahavakya also coming in the third chapter that we will read later. So, the third chapter will be only a Vyakhyanam or a commentary for this particular sentence. Saha Yetam Purusham Brahma Tatatamam Apashyate. The explanation for this particular line is going to be given in the third chapter. But if you remember, we have still not done the second chapter. We are now only concluding the first chapter. But if you remember, the second chapter will be commentary on some portion of the first chapter which we mentioned at that time. And just only to remind you, I am Avasata, I am Avasata, I am Avasata, that is commented by the second chapter. So, Samsara is described in the next or the second chapter and Atmajnana Vichara is done in the third chapter. And there alone, the famous Mahavakyam, namely Prajnanam Brahma of Rigveda that comes in this Upanishad, Aitreya Upanishad. So let us now go to the second chapter. Before we enter into the mantra, let us go talk some points here. Having talked about the Srishti, creation of the world, and the manifestation of Jivatma, the Upanishad indicated that this Jivatma goes through samsara. All this we have seen. So even though Paramatma in its original nature is asamsari, is not samsari, but when that Paramatma manifests in the equipment as Jivatma, Jivatma, Jivatma Bhavam Apannaha, Paramatma Idanim Samsari Bhavati. He becomes a samsari also. Jivatma becomes a samsari even though Paramatma by himself is not samsari. But the Upanishad does not elaborately discuss the samsara problem. It only hints at it by using the expression, I am avasata, I am avasata, I am avasata. This we are just saw. So this word avasata means abode is used only in this Upanishad. It's a unique expression in Aitreya Upanishad. I mentioned it earlier. So this expression indicates that Jivatma enters one abode, and before he gets settled in that abode, he gets transferred to another abode and then to another. Then can we think that the three avasatas, the three abodes, then the third one is final? Can we think? No. The Upanishad stops with the third one because after the third abode, again the person Jivatma comes back to the first. The cycle continues. And what are the three abodes? It was indicated earlier, Pitru Shariram, number one. Then it is transferred to Matru Shariram, the mother's body, number two. Then to one's own Shariram, number three. Then after living for some years, then Maranam happens, he dies. Then Maranantaram, after death, Pitruloka Praptihi, he goes to Pitrulokas. And then again, he gains Pitru Shariram, and then to another Purusha Shariram. So, In Mundaka Upanishad, it talks about the various stages, how the jiva transmigrates in this world. I mean, all these things are all given in great detail in the Upanishads. From the Pitruloka, what happens? Tasmat agnihi samidho yasya suryaham, somat parjanya oshadaya prithivyam, puman retaha sinchati yoshitayam, bhakvi praja purushat samprasutaha. In Mundaka Upanishad. So the Mundakupa mantra that is elaborated here in this Upanishad, from the Pitruloka, the Jivatma comes down to the Parjanya, the clouds, and then to Oshadihi. We have seen this in long ago in some other context. Then to Oshadis, through the rains, from the clouds, through the rains, goes to the plant kingdom. And from there to the Pitru Shariram, the body of the father. Then to Matru Shariram, from the body of the father to mother's body. So there are five stages mentioned. Dyuhu means the clouds, Pitruloka, whatever it is. Parjanya, the clouds. Oshadhim, plant kingdom. Pitru, father. Matru, mother. So after Maranam also, it is not going to be the end of the Jivatma again. Again he will come back to another set of various bodies. And the cycle continues. Punapunaha, again and again. And it need not be always a human Pitru also. It need not be a human Pitru. It may be a donkey Pitru Shariram. It can be a donkey Matru Shariram. It can be a donkey Swashariram also. Pasu Pakshi Mrigadi Yonishu Anekada Janitva Kenapi Punya Karma Viseshena Idani Intana Manushye Dvijanma Visesham Prapta Vataha. Actually, we have been reciting, we repeat this mantra every Shravani Purnami. When we do the Avani Avattam, you know, those days we repeat these mantras. Therefore, these three avasatas, these three abodes of the Jivatma, it indicates samsara. Because the word samsara means what? Samsmarana. We already saw also. So, samsaranam, constant transmigration. Transmigration is called samsaranam. Thus, this samsara, indicated by I am avasataha, is elaborated in the second chapter. I am trying to give the context of the second chapter, even though we saw briefly earlier. So this is the connection between the previous chapter and the new chapter. Actually, in traditional teaching, it is customary to give the connection between Purvadhyaya అండ్ నూతన అధ్యాయ సంగతి సంగతి వక్తవ్య. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ద సంగతి, సంగతి మీన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ది రిలేషన్ బిట్వీన్ దిమ్. సో ప్రథమాధ్యాయే ఆవసత శబ్దేన సంసార సూచిత. ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ అధ్యాయ ఆవసత శబ్దేన, బై ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆవసత, సంసార సూచిత. సంసారం వాస్ ఇండికేటెడ్ తత్ర సూచిత సంసార, వాట్ ఎవర్ వాస్ ఇండికేటెడ్ దర్ దట్ సంసార అత్ర విస్తరేణ ప్రతిపద్యతే. హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎలాబరేటెడ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ఇంప్లిసిట్ దేర్ ఈస్ మేడ్ ఎక్స్ప్లిసిట్ హియర్. నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్ వాట్, వై షుడ్ దేర్ బి సంసార వర్ణనం అట్ ఆల్? వై షుడ్ బి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ సంసార? వీఆర్ దర్ ఇన్ దట్ డే ఇన్ అండ్ అవుట్ డే అవుట్. వీ కెన్ టెల్ అబౌట్ సంసార టు సో మెనీ పీపుల్. వై షుడ్ ది ఉపనిషత్ టేక్ కేర్ టు టెల్ అస్? సంసార సేస్, యాక్చువల్లీ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ ఇన్ హిస్ కమెంటరీ, వైరాగ్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం బై అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ లిసనింగ్ టు ది ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆఫ్ సంసార వన్ షుడ్ గెట్ వైరాగ్యం. దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ టు క్రియేట్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్. మోక్షవర్ణం ఇస్ టు క్రియేట్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ టు క్రియేట్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ సంసార, ఇట్ ఈస్ టు క్రియేట్ వైరాగ్యం. బట్ మోక్షవర్ణనం, దాట్ ఈస్ టు క్రియేట్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ మోక్ష. సో విత్ దిస్ ఇంటెన్షన్ నౌ ద సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ బిగన్. సో సంసార వర్ణనం, ఆవసత వర్ణనం ఫార్ వైరాగ్య సిద్ధ్యర్థం, దట్ ఈస్ ద కాంటెక్స్ట్. నౌ లెట్ అస్ రీడ్ ద ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర. పురుషేహ వా అయమాదితః గర్భో భవతి యదేతద్ధేతః తదేతత్ సర్వేభ్యం సర్వేభ్యః అంగేభ్యః తేజః సంభూతం ఆత్మన్యేవ ఆత్మానం బిభర్తి తద్యౌ స్త్రియాం సించతి అత ఏన జనయతి తదస్య ప్రథమం జన్మ. హియర్ ది ఉపనిషత్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ గర్భవాస, హౌ ద యునో ది హౌ ది గర్భవాస హ్యాపన్స్. దర్ఫోర్ ది ఉపనిషత్ గివ్స్ ఎ వార్నింగ్ టు గర్భిణీ స్త్రీస్, ఎనీ ప్రెగ్నెంట్ ఉమెన్, ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ద ఉపనిషత్ క్లాస్. సో ఇట్ సేస్ అపక్రామంతు గర్భిణ్యః, లెట్ ది ప్రెగ్నెంట్ ఉమెన్ గో అవుట్ డ్యూరింగ్ ద సెకండ్ చాప్టర్. ఫస్ట్ అండ్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ దే కెన్ బి లిసన్, బట్ హియర్ జన్మ వైరాగ్య ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ యునో అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ది గర్భ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ టాక్డ్. సో ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ స్కారింగ్ ఆ సెక్యూరిటీ థింగ్ ది సేఫ్టీ థింగ్ దే ది ఉపనిషత్ మేక్స్ అ పాయింట్ దే కెన్ లిసన్ బట్ యునో ఇట్ ఉపనిషత్ మేక్స్ అ పాయింట్ టు మేక్ దమ్ లెట్ దమ్ లీవ్. ఇన్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ సూర్య నమస్కార అరుణ ప్రశ్న ఆల్సో ద 13th అనువాక, దట్ ఇస్ ద 61st క్యాంటో ఐ గెస్. సో దేర్ దే బిఫోర్ దే రిసైట్ దిట్ దే టాక్ అబౌట్ this part ask the garbhini stree to leave, and they also recite it in low voice so that even if the human beings are not there, there could be some small insect and all which may be pregnant, so it may affect the pregnancy, so the people may make those statements. So of course this is only just as a side information. So striyam adhikaraha vartate va na va, that is always a question whether ladies have the adhikara to listen to Vedanta and all, that question always comes. But by listening to this statement, we know that they could all listen, they were listening also. There were a lot of people who were Brahmajnanis also among them. So whether they can listen to Vedanta or not, so if they cannot attend, why should they make this statement here? So they were attending. So it is not that it is wrong to listen for the pregnant woman, but it's as a safety measure. But Karmakanda is different. Veda Dhyanam is different, Vedanta is different. So having given this instruction, the Upanishad comes to the actual topic. It says, I am Purushaha, పురుషే ఆదితః గర్భః భవతి. ఐఎమ్ మీన్స్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ విచ్ వాస్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ చాప్టర్. హూ ఇస్ హీ? హీ ఈస్ ద పరమాత్మ హూ హాస్ కమ్ డౌన్ హాస్ చిదాభాస ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, అండ్ దాట్ చిదాభాస చిత్ ప్రతిబింబ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ జీవాత్మ హియర్. సో పురుషే ఐఎమ్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ. నౌ హీ గోస్ టు హిస్ ఫస్ట్ అబోర్డ్, అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ అబోర్డ్? పురుషే, in a human male. Here the human birth is taken into account. So the jivatma first dwells in the body of the father, the male. I am jivatma, this jivatma purusha sharire, the body of the male father, aditaha bhavati, dwells in the beginning, and that is the earthly sojourn begins with the father now, the travel. But remember, even before coming to the father's body, the jivatma existed in the pitruloka, then in the clouds, and then through the rains to the plant kingdom. All those things we have to supply. So those three stages are skipped here. Upanishad starts with the from this stage only. So the first stage is entering the father's body. I will just take a couple of more minutes to finish this section, small section. So as what? As garbaha, as the seed. And what is the seed called? Yadetat retaha. This seed form of the jivatma, which is present in the father's body, is called retaha. Or biologically, it is called sperm. And why it is called the seed? Because this is going to be the cause from which the next manifestation is going to come. Therefore, it is called the seed. Garbaha bhavati. Yadetat retaha. It is known as retaha or the sperm. And what is this sperm or retaha? If one asks, Upanishad says, Tad yetat sarvebhyaha angebhyaha sambhutam tejaha. These are all very interesting portions. This sperm in the body of the father is nothing but the tejaha, the power, the energy, which is sambhutam, which is drawn, collected, gathered, from where? Sarvebhyaha angebhyaha, from every limb of the father. It is stored in a very minute form, containing all genetic codes, DNAs, everything. And what does the father do? Atman evam atmanam bibarthi. Since this sperm is the essence of the male's body, this sperm is as good as the father himself. It's a beautiful concept here, which we should remember throughout. What is that? The child is talked about as the very father himself. Atma vai putra namasi. Putraha atma evasi. O son, you are my own image. Why? Because from every limb of mine, the energy is taken. And this retas, this sperm, is formed. Since aham karanam and this sperm is karyam. Actually, that is why after the baby is born, during the Punya Vajana Karma on the 11th day and all that thing, the father holds the baby on the lap and looks at every organ of the body of the baby. He touches them, angad, angad, every organ of yours is mine. It is all only my form. You are in my form. So, this karyasya karanat ananyatvat. Since karyam is not different, effect is not different from the upadana karana, material cause. Remember, the father's body is the material cause for the sperm. Therefore, sperm is as good as father. And so, the Upanishad uses the word Atma, myself. So, the Upanishad says, Atmani evam atmanam bibarthi. Kaha, kaha means who? It's Pita, the father. The father is sustaining himself in the form of seed. Reto rupena, in the form of seed, in his body. So, reto rupena swayam pita bibarthi. Kutra where Atmani, in himself. And therefore only the father's body is called the Prathama Avasataha. This is the first abode or rented house of this Jivatma. Thereafter, this Retaha cannot remain permanently in the male body. Then it is transferred to the wife. And that is mentioned here. Tad Yada Striyam Sinchati. Tad means Tad Retaha. That Retas, that seed, the sperm. Yada, when. Striyam sinchati, when this father transfers the retas into the female womb, atha, then yenat janayati, the father is giving birth to the jivatma. So we only talk about the woman procreating. According to scriptures, the father also procreates because he is bringing out the sperm and transferred to the wife's womb. The only thing is what? Mother is transferring the child from her womb to this world. And father is transferring from himself to mother. Both are transfers only. So both are figuratively giving birth. That is the logic of the Upanishad. And giving birth is what? Transferring jivatma. Pita is the subject to be understood. So pita yenat retaha. This retas janayati gives birth to, transfers triyam. Triyam is to the woman. So this transference is called the first birth. So the Upanishad says, tad asya Prathamam Janma. Tad, this transference from the first abode, the father, to the second abode called mother is called Janma. So, first transfer is called first Janma. Whose first Janma? Be careful. Not the father's first Janma. This Retas, this Jivatma. So, Reto Rupena Vartamanasya Jivatmanaha Prathamam Janma. Natu Pituhu, not father's. So, it has been transferred to the second rented place, the mother. And what is the condition there? That is going to be talked about in the next mantra, the life of the Jivatma in the womb of the mother. That we will see in the next webinar. யோ வேதாதௌ ஸ்வர ப்ரோக்தோ வேதாந்தே ச பிரதிஷ்டிதஹ தஸ்ய ப்ரகிருதி லீனஸ்ய யப்பரஸ்ஸ மகேஸ்வரஹ ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணார்ப்பணமஸ்து நாராயணம்.